Hey folks, the Earthlings, welcome to Decoding the Earth, the podcast where we dig deep into the layers of our planet to uncover the fascinating stories beneath our feet, and sometimes even above our heads. I'm your host, Raihan Ghani, a geologist and professor here to bring the rocks to life. Each episode, we'll explore how geology shapes us by shaping the world around us. Ready to decode the Earth? Let's rock. Today we are talking about a rock star of the modern world, lithium. This mineral has gone from a minor element in Earth's crust to the superstar of our green energy future. So how did lithium rise from obscurity to power our phones, cars, and even our dreams of a sustainable world? Lithium, one of the lightest elements on Earth, yet powerful enough to drive the future of energy. Thanks to these unique properties, lithium is the go-to for rechargeable batteries, powering electric cars, smartphones, and massive energy storage systems. And here is something exciting. Kentucky is set to become one of the top three lithium battery producers in the nation by 2030. This development is expected to create thousands of new jobs and give a major boost to the state's economy. But here's the cool part. All that lithium we are using didn't just appear out of nowhere. It's sourced from unique geologic formations created millions of years ago, each deposit telling a story of Earth's ancient processes. Lithium deposits form in two primary ways, brine deposits and hard rock pegmatites. Brine deposits are typically found in dry lake beds, while lithium has slowly dissolved in groundwater over time. These deposits are especially abundant in the lithium triangle in South America, like Bolivia, Chile, and Argentina, as well as closer to home in places like California, Utah, and Arkansas. In these regions, lithium is extracted by pumping brine out of aquifer to the surface, where lithium is then separated from the brine through evaporation or direct extraction. Then we have hard rock sources. Lithium-bearing minerals like spodumene are found in ancient igneous rocks called pegmatites. Imagine a rock candy structure, but instead of sugar, is packed with valuable minerals. These hard rock deposits are mostly found in places like Australia and parts of US, especially Nevada and North Carolina. This type of deposit requires a more intensive mining process, but it offers a high concentration of lithium. As geologists, we play a critical role in understanding where these resources are, how to extract them responsibly, and how to innovate in recycling and reusing them. And here is the irony. The same technology geologists once used to locate and extract fossil fuels, resources that literally fueled our civilization and unfortunately contributed to the current climate crisis, can now be repurposed to explore and extract resources for green energy, like geothermal energy, lithium, and even uranium. It's a powerful reminder of how our field can pivot to drive sustainable solutions. Now, here is why this matters. Lithium is a non-renewable resource, and as we transition toward electric vehicles and clean energy, demand is skyrocketing. This raises some big questions. How can we meet that demand without harming our ecosystems? And can we develop effective recycling methods to keep up with future needs? Here is a fun fact. Did you know that lithium was once used to treat bipolar disorder back in the mid-20th century, long before its potential for energy storage was recognized? Who would have thought that element from Earth's crust could impact both mental health and the health of our planet through green energy? Thanks for joining me on Decoding the Earth. Keep an eye on lithium. It's one of the many minerals that could help power a sustainable future. Next time, we'll dive into another fascinating topic. Until then, keep looking down. You never know what you might discover. Wishing you a happy Earth. A special thanks to Professor and Geologist Nahid Goni for directing and producing this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on social media to stay up to date on all things geology. See you next time on Decoding the Earth.